Let's talk about an update on roadside trash program.
Can you pick up dogs, Mr. Costello, and put them in the back seat of your vehicle?
If you so desire.
I'm going to make that motion.
Oh, Lord.
If you pick up in January, we're going to have to worry about air conditioning. Use heat then.
I guess. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not too long ago, the council entertained some proposals that we had for recommendations on how to deal with some trash issues in along the roadways in Sussex County. And I would just like to provide you with a report on where we are in regards to those matters.
Okay, please.
The first thing I wanted to talk about is the reward initiative that the council had authorized. So what we decided we were going to do is we were going to utilize the services of Crime Stoppers, Delaware Crime Stoppers. They've already initiated the relationship with the other law enforcement agencies within the state, and they agreed that they would provide that service for us. So it pretty much takes our hands off of it for the operation of this. We will be posting some of the Crime Stoppers advertisements in our communities. We'll be distributing these flyers as we go through the community through the year with those meetings, and the leaders in those communities can put them out. We will also be advertising that relationship with Crime Stoppers on the county's social media pages.
Can we post them at known spots where they drop stuff like mail?
I need to determine, there's a sign. Do I need a permit for the sign?
Oh.
So there, I have been working with DelDOT. And
Lord, if we need permits, please get it.
We're exempt. Come on.
Okay. But I've also been working with the sign shop through DelDOT, and they have some generic templates that we might be able to use, and we're going to be working with them to try to improve signage in those hot spots, so to speak. But the way that the reward program is going to work is that a person who witnesses or has knowledge of a person who might have dumped the trash along the roadway, they can contact Crime Stoppers. It's totally anonymous. They don't have any caller ID. They don't have anything. And they will connect the tipster, that information, to the law enforcement agency. If the law enforcement agency uses that information to make an arrest, doesn't have to be a conviction, but just to make the arrest, the arresting agency will provide the information back to Crime Stoppers, and Crime Stoppers will contact the tipster and connect them with their reward. At that time, Crime Stoppers will send us the information and will reimburse Crime Stoppers with that. Currently, the reward for that information leading to an arrest will be $100. So we should be able to gain some longevity with that. Any questions on that portion?
No, just thank you.
Yes. Longevity, what do you mean by that?
Well, we had initially talked about a higher amount, so we might be able to get more bang for our buck. The amount that the county had authorized may go farther.
I would say it'd be longevity because in my lifetime, I can't remember ever seeing anybody really throw the trash. I see the results. It's everywhere, but it's actually catch them. We could probably put $500 in the kitty and never have to spend it.
Well, also remember that the information doesn't have to be an eyewitness account, but if they have information that would lead the arresting agency to the person that did it,
Names or
that they could use
or
that
like
as well.
That, right?
I'm sorry?
Names or fingerprints or something like that, maybe.
Whatever the law enforcement agent needs in order to make that arrest. And let's see where else was happening with this. Okay, so we are going to be promoting this at some of our community events as well. Any questions?
Yes, Mr. President.
I have a question about something else that you're working on.
Well, let me. Any questions on what's on the agenda?
Well, this
Marlette?
Is.
Yes, regarding this specific thing, I think that in addition to, I would suggest that we also put it out in our quarterly sewer bills. You know, the opportunity to kind of get the word out. Some mechanism to really truly spread the word out, and I think there's opportunities to do so, and maybe even DMV. You know, put some things over there at DMV where a lot of foot traffic to libraries. I think there's a good method that we can really spread the word to be very proactive in our efforts here.
Tax bills, you do even tax bills.
Tax bills, all of the above.
There's another insert.
Sure, yeah. All of the above.
Yeah, number ways. Yeah.
Anything else on the roadside trash program? Mrs. Deaver?
Well, yeah, I'm just aware of that a number of folks that Mr. Lawson got together for one of our neighborhoods I think they had a pickup, trash pickup on Saturday. I'm wondering how that went. Cool Spring, and because that's, there was quite a bit of trash on the roads there at the homes, actually. But I commend you all for that, providing that. I'm just asking how it went, that's all.
It went really well. We had advertised that we were going to be working with the one specific community. Mm-hmm. We promoted that for several weeks, and we had been working with other agencies, so it wasn't just a county effort, but we had gone in there along with them, and we were able to remove three complete dumpsters full of trash from that one community. We started working at about 9:30, and by 12:05, we were done. We had assistance from boot camp. They sent over 10. We had some residents in the community that were helping out. Our administrator, Todd Lawson, he was very instrumental, running heavy equipment, by the way. And it was just a real great event, and I think we were very impactful in that community.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Hicken.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
If I get my picture to come up here. I have two items this morning. They're both related, and I think it gives us a chance to take advantage of some opportunities we've been missing. The two big requests that I always get is one for a place to build a box hangar of about 5,000, 6,000 square feet, which we don't have right now. And then the other is for our T-hangar space, which is space to park small aircraft. Currently, Lake Hudson LLC is leasing a one-acre lot that you see designated on the picture, on which they own the hangar. The hangar is about 2,500 square feet, and out of the 43,000 square feet of the acre, that's a pretty inefficient use of the land. That lot, plus the extra undesignated space around it, we could probably put a 60 by 90, 60 by 100 square foot hangar on that easily. Lake Hudson is currently paying us about $1,000 a year in rent, and right now they don't have any aircraft store in
there. A year? Is that what I heard?
A year.
This is from one of the old leases?
Yes.
From how many years?
97 lease.
Yeah. They were the good old days.
So they've mutually agreed to terminate the lease with us, which we would like to do. There's about 2.5 years left on the lease. So the lease has some value, the hangar has some value to Lake Hudson, and we have come up with a compensation number of $11,000 to terminate the lease, take possession of the hangar. That kind of takes into account the value of the hangar, the income potential that they have to sublease the hangar, and that's our number is $11,000. By doing this, we'll have the ability to lease the hangar out on a short-term basis until we get a good development opportunity come along, either privately or the county.
How much can you buy the lease for?
$11,000.
Was the building built in 1997, the hangar, or was it an older hangar from previous?
I think it's been there before
been a while.
That, but I'm not sure.
And we're waiting, and we've got a 2.5-year lease on it.
Two and a half years. We're thinking that the value of the rent in the interim is about $500 a month versus the $86.
Have you got potential leaser?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I've got a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. here somewhere, but the first one would be to use our T-hangar waiting list. There's 16 names on there now. I'm sure we could probably fill that with two of those names. The hangar will hold two aircraft. We'll go down and try to lease it as a single unit to one person. If we go through the list and nobody, we don't get any takers, we'll split it and try to do it that way. The second, if that doesn't work, which I'd be very surprised if it doesn't, is we'll do an RFP for somebody to lease the hangar on a temporary basis until...
You're going to lease it at least $500 a month?
Yes.
Actually, we're not going to make any money the first 2.5 years. I mean, we're only going to make...
If we can lease it in the next 2 months or so, we'll break even. What this actually does is gives us an opportunity to get somebody in there for a long term with a larger hangar, larger aircraft, more fuel sales, more operations for the airport.
Sam, breaking even at the airport is good.
It sounds like we're getting a bigger operation, getting more airplanes, but not making any more money. So that's the whole name of the game.
Some of the old leases are so bad, this is the way to get out of them, I guess, and be able to move forward. And
if you can move forward,
like
and
to say
break
something,
even
Mr.
and make
President.
Money, it's okay. But to lose
well,
money,
eventually we hope to break at least break even, cover our expenses. And then,
Mr. Hicken, you had the floor.
In the last two marketing studies that were done, first the business plan that DelDOT did a couple of years ago, and then the one we did last year with L.R. Kimball, both identified a lack of these larger types of hangars as a problem for us. So this will let us get into development of those types of hangars.
Mr. President, just one
minute,
just very quickly. I think to assist Councilman Wilson, the math. Right now, we receive $1,000 a year, correct? What we are looking at doing is recouping and charging $6,000 a year. Is that correct? With a new lease. Okay, so it's $1,000 versus a $6,000 number.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we're looking at here, correct?
Correct. Minus the cost of the...
That's sure. The catch. You got to look at this, Rob. We're going to give them $11,000.
I understand.
Besides $1,000.
No, I understand.
So
$1,000
times two, that'd be about $13,000, a little better. So you're going to look at it that way.
One other quick question.
$1,000.
Sam knows his numbers.
Yes, he does. So therefore, one other quick question. I know typical leases means that the owner of the property, the tenant is responsible for the improvements, but when the lease is over, that typically... remains with that of the owner.
Correct.
Typically.
There is a reversion clause with this lease that at the end of the lease, the property or the improvements revert to the county.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we are therefore buying him out of the lease because what has he, is it leased right now?
Yes.
Is it being subleased? Let me rephrase the question.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Like I said, he does not have an aircraft to store in the hangar. But he does have the ability to sublease it to somebody and you know and make a profit during this time.
Is there an automatic renewal?
No.
There was. So in 2 years it was going to be over with.
The end of 2017.
So I guess that's another way to look at it is do we wait it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an opportunity to be able to take over this property now with favorable terms and an owner willing to do that with the county, and we've negotiated this to this point. There is an opportunity there for the county to perhaps recoup its expenses and maybe more.
In the 2 years, we
sure, would absolutely.
In other words, we wait 2 years, we haven't done a thing. We get it back, we can maybe break even and then move forward with new leases.
And the ability to get in, because a lot of these long-term leases, we very rarely have that ability because they just get extended and they're multiple decades
long. So
it's
kind of a wash in a way, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
we can't predict the future, but we see an opportunity.
May I make a statement?
$1,000 next 2 years. And the guy's not making it. So how hard have we negotiated with this guy? I mean, he's paying out this kind of money and getting nothing, it looks like to me. The bill is sitting there, he's no income.
$1,000. I mean,
it looks like to me he's offering $5,000. You say, well, look here, no more rent. You save $2,000 now, we're going to give you $5,000. That's $7,000.
I think we had John Kerry did all the negotiating.
That's what I'm going to Hey, guy, you got it, brother.
Mr. Hicken.
The hangar itself now is worth about $10,000. Yeah. He's got the potential profit in the next couple of years of $2,500. Yeah.
I want to say something.
We're about in the middle on all that. It's a reasonable price, I think.
Mr. President.
Like I said, I get calls, I don't say all the time, but on a regular basis, people looking for a box hangar, a place to build a box hangar of 5,000, 6,000 square feet, and we just don't have a lot right now that we could offer to them.
Yeah.
And we did have a potential tenant a few months ago that he was ready to build, but
couldn't do it.
Yeah. Didn't have the property.
Do you have the bird in the hand right now?
Bird in the hand.
I have 16 names on the T-Hanger waiting list that.
They said they would. They said guaranteed they would.
No, no, they haven't.
With their names on the list, they hadn't made inquiries.
I have a question or a statement. Mrs. Deaver. You know, when I was first elected, the rumor was, you know, the scuttlebutt was all these hangars that were being leased at an under market value, and got to do something about that. I'm so pleased with what you're doing, and I think it's great. And if we could get something, do something about those other long-term leases and come out from under that, I think it's great. Thank you.
You have a motion, sir.
Yes, I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the termination of the lease between Sussex County and Lake Hudson LLC and the purchase of the airplane hangar and all improvements on the leased lot for the sum of $11,000.
Mm-hmm. I'll make
pleasure,
motion.
Council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? And this is at the recommendation of administration.
Yes, sir.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I will reluctantly say yes. I don't like the concept of, there's a lot of things I don't like about it, to be very honest with you, but I will reluctantly say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Well, I started going that direction too. I feel it's $13,000. We're saying 11. It's cost us 13, and we're going to get back about 12. It's not a good, it's not the way I would negotiate if it building belonged to me. So I'll vote no.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
And you have
the second item is kind of related to this. Next door to Lake Hudson is Air Methods, which is known as LifeNet. In 2013, you approved a sublease between Lake Hudson and LifeNet for LifeNet to lease that little strip of land you see there so they could place their modular buildings that they use for sleeping quarters. Part of that agreement said that if the Lake Hudson lease ever terminates, the county would add that strip of land to their main lease. So we have prepared an addendum to their lease that basically does that and adds all of the language that was between it was part of the sublease into the main lease of the of Air Methods. Things like being able to move the fence and some other things. Unless you have any questions, have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves Amendment 1 to the lease agreement between Air Methods Corporation and Sussex County as presented.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr.
Thank
Cole.
You.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
May I have one quick question
before
you walk away, sir? I apologize. I know the airport is something that we are continuing to put a focus in on, which I'm happy to do that because I think it's important for a lot of reasons. And we've got the new logo, we've got the new name, we've got some new things there. I'm wondering, and again, this is probably precursors, perhaps everybody here other than maybe Councilman Cole, I'm not certain, but these leases that exist out there. I know there's several, I don't even know what the numbers are. I'd love to see a spreadsheet of numbers of what leases are, what we're bringing in, what market value is, and also how do we address those leases that are quote-unquote forever. And again, I don't know. I've not seen them, but I know they exist.
We do have a summary of all our leases that I can send you.
In other words, what he's saying here, I think, Jim, is when you lease this building, that we'd like to know when you leased it and how much we got for it and how much we had to pay for it. That's all we got to look at. Then we know we're doing good business.
And we track that. I have a spreadsheet that shows all that.
I think things are evolving and changing. And, 20, 30 years ago, perhaps, again, I don't even know how long some of these things go back, whereas we were just happy to have a warm body out there, perhaps. Again, I don't know. But I think there's a lot more emphasis. There's a lot more demand today for the airport. And I think that, we should really, truly look at those. It makes, I think, good business sense and a good responsibility of the outgo from a county's perspective as the income's coming in, or perhaps lack thereof.
I'd like to respond to that when he's done. Just want to say,
Mr. Deaver.
I was elected at the time you were hired, and I knew about those old leases, and I you know, couldn't wait to see what we could do with them. And I have to say, I'm very, very happy with your work, and I have a lot of confidence in your judgment. You've made so many improvements, including this lease, so I just want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Anything else from council? Thank you, Mr. Chicken. Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have seven grants for your consideration. The first one is City of Seaford. They're requesting funds for the Seaford Police Department's 2015 National Night Out. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make that motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the City of Seaford Police Department for annual community night out from my council manic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
The next one is Delaware Lions Foundation is requesting $8,000 to $10,000 to purchase materials to build handicapped ramps for low-income people in the Cape Henlopen School District. The average ramp costs $1,000 to construct.
Well,
they are planning to build 18 ramps. There have been no past grants for this project.
Yeah, I'm Mrs. Deaver and myself. It is primarily, and I guess, in the Rehoboth-Lewis area and, mm-hmm. and maybe mm-hmm. a little further out, but the Delaware Lions Foundation through Reverend Covington, which some of us know. I was actually, he was the chaplain for the National Guard, and I was his chaplain's assistant. I know that may shock some of you, but I was, Sam especially, but I was a chaplain's assistant in the National Guard.
You've come a long way, George.
I've come a long way, yes, sir. But anyway, the Reverend Covington, his name is at the top of this thing. And Mrs. Deaver would like, and I would like to give $1,000, because what they're going to do is they're going to try to do a bunch of ramps, and, mm-hmm. and we will...
Is $1,000 each?
$1,000 each.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Is that each ramp?
No, each ramp can be expensive, but that, I mean, they want to do quite a few ramps, so we are going to help with $2,000.
To grant $2,000 to the Delaware Lions Foundation materials to build ramps for handicapped, being $1,000, Mrs. Deaver's council bank account, $1,000, Mr. Cole's
yes,
bank.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mm-hmm. President. Yeah.
Questions on the motion?
The only thing I'm saying is that they're giving labor for free. Is that not true?
Correct.
Sure. Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe the motion is carried.
Thank you. The next one is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is requesting $5,000 to help their Bucks football program. The funds will pay for the reconditioning and purchasing of equipment. The Bucks program gives high school students who cannot play on a school team the opportunity to play football. The students who participate are homeschooled or attend a small private or charter school. 17 out of the 34 students are from Sussex County. Last grant received was $2,000 from the Countywide Youth Grant Program.
Pleasure, Council.
Do we have that funding available?
Make motion
we
do.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $2,000 to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes for football program, and that being out of the Countywide Youth Grant. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Milton Historical Society is requesting $1,000 for their annual Best of Milton auction. The auction supports the museum's programs, walking tours, lectures, new exhibits, and a wide variety of educational programs. Last grant received for this event was $1,000 from Ms. Deaver.
Well, I want to do that again. Actually, make it that's a special year this year, and I'd like me to get $1,500.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlette, to grant $1,500 to the Milton Historical Society to sponsor the Best of Milton auction fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Deaver's council bank account.
Yes.
Questions?
Mrs. Deaver. Well, it's on the floor now. Is that
yep.
right? I just wanted to ask one question. Was there a request for a donation or a grant for a clock?
I do not have a clock. This is specifically for the
right.
event,
but
you never mentioned the
okay.
clock.
Okay, because I've been asked about that. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, we're ready to vote then.
Any questions on that?
No.
We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried.
Laurel American Legion Post 19 is requesting $2,500 for their annual Veterans Day Parade. The funds will help support local high school bands, assist in the cost of judging, and promote the event. Last grant received for this event was $2,500, which was $500 from each council member.
We have some members here at Laurel Legion. Glad to have you.
Good afternoon. It is almost afternoon.
It's close.
Mr. President, members of the council.
Mm-hmm.
We're here again seeking your support for our Veterans Day Parade. This will be our third annual. And this year it's going to grow. It grew last year, doubled, and this year we're hoping to again. We're actually right down to talking to a pilot right now and to get our overflight.
Wow.
So we're that close.
Good.
So hopefully we can put a shadow down Main Street.
There you go.
And this year we moved it ahead a week, basically because we were a little short on high school bands last year because of the SATs. Mm-hmm. Some people seem to think that education is important.
So there you go.
We'd like to have them continue with that. So we're going to do that the following Saturday when the children are all done and
we'll
be getting participation in the band.
Very good.
But I would like to say, the first year of this parade, you guys really took a chance on us. And because we just did it to see if we could do it. And then last year, we had the participation of the National Judges Association, which said usually it takes about 5 years to get a parade going. He said, you guys are doing great. He said, but usually the time that the 5 years comes up, the people start it quit. So we're not going to do that on you. And tonight, we're also, this year, we got donations last year that was a surprise. So this year, we're actually going to actively seeking other support from businesses, and that'll be figured out at our meeting tonight when Chrissy and the other smart women get there and discuss that.
There you go.
I'm glad you know that.
Yes, ma'am. And because...
One thing I'd like to add, last year we said we were trying to make this into an Eastern Shore event. That is still a goal. One of the things we're working on is participation along the people to watch the parade. Next year, one of our goals is to bring in some exhibits, like perhaps the traveling Vietnam veterans wall, possibly... there's a historical flying club that has planes from World War II. We're having someone look to see if they could possibly land at the Laurel Airport. We are really trying to make this not only a thank you to our veterans, but a learning experience as well.
Very good.
Thank you. And in the spirit of you taking a chance on us and the help that you've given us last year, we have a token of appreciation here for the council. Because of the support you've given, because there would not have been a parade at all, either year, without your help. And I'm glad to like to give this to you, and I'm glad to get rid of it out of my hands, because I do a lot better with wood than I do crystal, trust me.
Jim wants to do a photo here. You want to,
oh,
you
nice.
Want, you want, let's bring all the council come down. We got,
yep, let's do it the right way.
Oh, right.
Right.
American Legion, right?
We'll do it right in front of the podium there. Get everybody, Sam. Get your coat on.
I gotta take this.
Get your coat on, Sam.
I need a coat on.
I don't have it. No, don't, Sam. I don't have a coat.
Is Chapter 28 involved with that at all?
There, American Legion riders are participating.
That's my
Georgia's coat.
Put a coat in the budget.
Own Georgia coat.
I need a coat in the budget.
Good job, Mr. Lawson. What kind of heavy equipment?
It's a mulching teleloader. That staff got a kick out of seeing that, I guess.
Come on. Walk real fast. You're young, bro. I can just have you sort of angle your bias and everybody's a little bit.
Yeah, we should know
what you're doing. We'll get it better, okay? And we're just a little bit.
I stand next to my
brother.
Yes.
Look at you, everybody. Look at Chip.
I mean, I agree with that.
Now we're doing it right.
That Sam Rowell.
I'm sure it doesn't bow down. Right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Also, I have invitations, individual invitations for each of the members. We hope that your participation in the parade would be wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Do you understand you represent the county, not your district? Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, George.
You don't understand civics. You didn't take that in high school, did you?
George, I understand that.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
I'm going to learn you.
Oh, wow. You even got my name on it.
I'm telling you.
With no accident.
Mr. President, may I address?
Last year, we gave them $2,500, $500 from each council member's account.
Yep.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $2,500 of Laurel American Legion for the Eastern Shore Veterans Day Parade, being $500 from each council member's account. Mm-hmm. Questions?
I was thinking it should come out of Mr. Benson Arlette since it's long.
I got no problem with that. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
I do have a comment, Mr. President,
Mr.
real quick, very quickly. And that would be, myself and Mr. Cole and Mr. Wilson all came back from NACO, the National Association of Counties.
You come back together?
We did not. We did not.
We did not.
We did not. We all did go our separate ways. But in any event, good grief. Anyways, what do you want to talk about that one? I bring it up because there were a lot of veteran organizations there. And as a veteran, as is Mr. Cole, and I'm not sure who else, but nonetheless, there are some great ideas there. And I believe that you are the only parade, if I'm not mistaken, at least here in the Sussex County, perhaps even here on Delmarva, that is specifically for our veterans. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I bring that up because I think that there was a lot of discussion about how we can reach out to our veterans as they come home, as they transition to our area, specifically here in Sussex County. And we had some very good dialogues and very good conversations. And I think we should continue our conversations about how we can get some of these other organizations and have this be such a huge event, whereas all the veterans want to come out. And especially, you know why? Because we also, the other organizations that are there, they can connect with one another. And we also can provide some coins. And I wouldn't be against personally doing that, because I think, as we all know, our veterans love coins, as we know. And I think that's something we perhaps can talk offline, but I think I want to throw that out to you publicly speaking. And thank you so much for what you all do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you on the parade day. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you. The next one is the Delaware Teen Challenge is requesting support for their annual Crab Feast and Watermelon Extravaganza. Proceeds from this event will benefit Delmarva Teen Challenge men's and women's residential programs. The programs will help struggling people with life-controlling issues. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $6,000, which was $5,000 from Mr. Wilson, $500 from Mr. Vincent, and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Carey is here.
I think Mr. Carey is here if he wants
I'd
to
like
speak to us.
Say something.
Good afternoon, sir. Appreciate your past support. And just to give you an update, 160 men have gone through our 12-month, 15-month program. Graduated, they're free from drug addiction, alcoholism. They're serving their communities, their families. We currently have under renovation a 90-acre campus for women with addiction, human trafficking women and children, six and under. And so our nonprofit program organization is growing faster than I expected. And we do seek and have received other sources of income. The Welfare Foundation, the Longwood Foundation, Discover Bank, other foundations have designated funds for specific projects. We received a $300,000 grant for our thrift store industry. We just opened up our second thrift store in Seaford, and we're signing a lease next Monday at Five Points in Lewis to open up our third thrift store in Lewis. So we are trying to support ourselves through our own work endeavors, and that's going to tie in down the line with vocational training for the residents, women, and students that are in our program. But the Crab Feast was a fundraiser that was given to us 7 years ago, and it's one of our main fundraisers to help underwrite the $1,500 a month student tuition. We currently have 24 men in our program. We have 10 staff, and we're out four afternoons a week in the streets trying to help people that are on drug addiction. We had helped Amy Riggins, and she was scheduled to go to New York Teen Challenge up there, and she was dead a couple weeks ago in Seaford in a house, condemned house. And we had worked with her for about 3 months, and there's other individuals, Kathy down there. We got her in the detox up at Kirkwood Highway, and she's scheduled to go to New York. So we're out there at 3rd North Street and other areas from Wilmington down through Sussex County trying to help people. It's a big undertaking, and I probably work about 80 hours a week, but it's very rewarding. And I would just ask your consideration in helping us. This is our largest fundraiser, and it helps us. And we're going to have about 25 bushels of crabs.
There you go. You take care of all of Sussex County, right? You just not
all
one
Sussex
small
County.
District.
No, that's
all
correct.
Sussex all County. Sussex. And from what I read in the news, heroin is on the move, I guess.
Excuse me?
Heroin is on the move, quite strong.
It's a nemesis now.
Yeah. Every time I read the paper, somebody's,
We're as busy as the Seaford Police Department. I mean, we're busy. We're just people knocking on the doors every day, and we're helping them as best we can.
Well, certainly thank you for all that you do. It's a good program, and it has a big impact on people's lives that certainly need help.
Quick question, Mr. President.
Age
group-wise, can you share a little bit about that?
It's the name Teen Challenge started back in 1958 because the drug epidemic was primarily adolescents. But over the last 55, 56 years, it's 18, 19, and above. Our average age is about 32.
Oh, wow.
In our program. And so we still retain the branding Teen Challenge, and we're one of 1,100 centers internationally. But we're autonomous. We're self-supporting.
We repeat the it's $1,500 it was that we gave last year.
No,
we gave $6,000.
Wrong notes here.
Gave $6,000 last year.
I was just going to propose that we repeat that.
Mr. Wilson,
you want to give him $1,500 a piece? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I don't think that's what she was saying.
No, that was other something else.
Charlotte. Well, first and foremost, per the notes, I'm not sure what Mr. Wilson or perhaps others, but I think that we should consider collectively, try to do something here because it benefits everybody in the county. And I think there's truly impacts lives. I mean, there's no question. And we've all been to events whereas you are there, and your people are there, and they're giving and they're ministering, and they have rebounded, if you would. And I think that there are causes for fun, there are causes for laughter. This is a cause to truly be impactful of one's lives, and not only them as individuals, but also their families, and I think for generations therefore. So I personally, again, I know it's as I'm kind of new to this expectation. We kind of talked a little bit about that on the phone. I'm looking at what my predecessor had done last year. I think you are asking, if I'm not mistaken, is it 10,000? Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah.
Okay. I would commit to, from my funding that's allocated from the taxpayers, a $2,000 number, as is one-fifth of that number.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson, I'm adding these numbers up.
I'm thinking of the expenses here. The jail's about 30,000 plus. Plus, each individual's in here has one time, I don't know if you've all been robbed, but I have, two or three times. And a lot of times they're drugs that doing the robbing. Just come in, break in, tear up the house or whatever, take stuff from outside. And your success rate, I understand, is about 80%?
87.
87, that's even higher than I heard.
Over 55 years.
Over 55 years. Yeah. 87%, you're going to be graduated. When the state has some kind of a program, it runs about 20%, I understand. And I think if you want to talk about the real bang for the buck, you probably say, I would say this is a real challenge to us, that you're a real bang for the buck. And I'd say that you, I'm happy to support you. You need how much?
I don't know what he needs.
I'm going to double whatever you give
me. Whatever I give?
Yep.
How about whatever Artemis or that gives? Double his too?
I'll double his. If you can beat him, I'll double yours.
Yes, we're done. Okay. Mrs. Deamer, you care to participate? I'm going to ask a question. Do you want to participate in this? Okay. Mr. Cole, do you
want to? I want to hear this.
Okay. I'll grant.
Come back to me after you're done with you two.
I will grant $2,000. That's a good story. It's a worthy cause.
I'll get four.
Okay.
So we're at
eight.
We're at eight.
I'll donate $1,000.
We're at nine.
We're going to need one more $1,000.
And Jones not in.
Next okay, year. We have a motion. Mr. Arlette?
I will, present
the motion. The motion is going to be to grant $2,000 from Mr. Arlette's councilmanic account.
Yes.
$2,000 from my councilmanic account.
$1,000
from Mr. Cole's councilmanic account. And $4,000 from Mr. Wilson's councilmanic account, a total of $9,000.
You know what? Before we do that, if we could, would you be willing to do another $500 so we can get him to the 10? And I'll do this. I'll do it too.
Sure.
Okay. So let's revise that if we could. So 2,500, 2,500, 1,000, and then the four. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
So the motion now is $2,500 Mr. Wright's account, $2,500 from my accounts bank account, $4,000 Mr. Wilson's accounts bank account, $1,000 Mr. Cole's accounts bank account, for a total of $10,000.
There you go.
Is that a? Mm-hmm. Am I adding up, Mr. Jennings? Is that correct?
Very good. Correct. Mm-hmm. Is that a motion?
Questions. We had a motion, Mr. Arlette, second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, good.
Questions?
Yeah.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Happily, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Next.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
The next one is Mount Joy Civic Association is requesting $700 to help purchase school supplies for the children in their low-income community. Last grant received was $750, which was $500 from Ms. Deaver and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, we share that. Actually, 5th District and 3rd District share that area.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Grant $750 to the Mount Joy Community Civic Association for a back-to-school event, being $500 Mr. Deaver's account and $250 Mr. Arlette's account.
Yes.
Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obviously, yes, motion carried. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings, for your patience.
Thank you.
Opposing orders and introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are four. The first one is in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat sales, service, and storage to be located on certain parcels of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 27.84 acres. More or less, and it's on behalf of TNC Properties, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole, introduce it.
The next one is Ms. Deaver's district, also an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a home-based business, auto repair, detailing, and auto resales to be located on certain parts of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.982 acres, more or less. And it's filed on behalf of Mr. Perez and Ms. Martin.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Arlette's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a home business, retail gun shop, and gunsmithing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 6.61 acres, more or less of a 14.04-acre tract, filed on behalf of SLC Homestead, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
And the last one is Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.38 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Robert Attilian.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. We're at the point now of council members' comments. Any comments from council?
Oh, I'd just like to say I was delighted to be invited to and to attend the Cool Spring celebration, which was more of a, it was very similar to what Mount Joy is doing. And I was delighted to celebrate with them what tremendous improvements have happened since Mr. Lawson took charge of the issues there. So I just want to say I was there. I'm glad I was there. And we had people from the county there, too. And I'm very proud. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Any more comments from Council? Mr. Cole?
Real quick, we got a certificate of appreciation from the Seaside, Delaware Seaside Railroad Club. And Sam, I've asked them to change that from Seaside to Coastal for your benefit. But they've not done that. But here, I'll give this to the president, and we can do something with that. They're on vendor permits. I had some problems with vendors showing up, no permits and everything else. Our staff has gone down talking to them too many times. It's a permit. I think we need to be aggressive with them because it appears that they just keep popping up and ignoring some of our requests. So take that into consideration. Under NACO, when we went to this conference, the three of us did, with the board, we addressed, which got rejected, fortunately, but they wanted the county governments to address minimum wage requirements at the county, on a county level. They always do it at the state, and they do it at the federal level. They're trying to get the county involved. It got rejected, which was good. They also, the Waters of the U.S., which we've discussed before, they're again aggressively going to Capitol Hill trying to get that whole bill rejected and start over. And then here's one that just kind of hit the radar screen where the feds are now getting involved in zoning. So they're starting to with fair housing and zoning, and it's all interconnected. And basically, the NACO board said to the federal government, please stay out of that area. Also, land use has always been a local issue, and so we're seeing it creep into that. So those are the kind of my report. Mm-hmm. And I drove Mr. Wilson to the conference, and when he saw the bridge tunnel, he was fascinated. He didn't know there were four lanes.
First time I've ever been out of Delaware.
It was like a 10-year-old on a trip.
Any more comments from council?
Well, can I say something about the
Deaver,
the minimum wage thing? Are they saying NACO doesn't want to? What is that? The upshot?
Yeah, there was a resolution for, and it was in the committee that was debating it. It was brought forward for the board and the body to look at, and it was like a one vote margin that passed it. And that, keep in mind, are some of these large cities and large counties, urban areas that lean that way. Anyway, the body of the board recommended rejection, and then the whole group NACO position right now is not to get involved with minimum wage at the county level.
At the county level.
At the county level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was the whole thing.
That's all.
I just want to say, I'm just looking at things about, you know, the right to work for less, and minimum wages. As a former business person, I've come out absolutely against raising it, but I'm looking at what we're spending for unemployment, what we're spending for food stamps, what we're spending for social services, and I would really prefer that folks get paid a little more and have the pride of working rather than have to go on the dole.
Comments from council. Mr.
Yes,
Arlett.
We don't want to get into debate over that conversation, but I would say the other issue is that you don't give them so much whereas they are forced to go out and work. But that's, again, a separate discussion. So I think I would agree that hopefully everybody had a great summer break. We had a great NACO trip with all of our counterparts around the country. And I would like to see this council consider a couple of things. Number one is that we consider doing a right to work here in Sussex County, putting the decision with the employee and not another organization. I think it's very relevant. And the power is with the people, as it should always be. and not with some other entity. But nonetheless, we'll carry the rest for another time. Thank you, sir.
Any more comments from council? I would just like to say that I enjoyed their 2 weeks off. We got a lot of work ahead of us to do now. And I'm a little disappointed that Mr. Arlette would not bring Mr. Wilson back to Sussex County. But we took care of that. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending penalty litigation. Mm-hmm. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session, I assume, downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, sir.